This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
We are headed to Maureen's Flower Market downtown this Valentine's Day. Devontae Walker is joining us on the WBEN Trocare College Lifeline. Happy Valentine's Day, Devontae.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Hey, what's going on over there this morning? You guys busy?
We are super busy this morning. As of right now, we're getting everything lined up and ready to go for delivery, setting up in front of the shop for customers to start to walk in at 9 o'clock and things like that.
Well, I mean, today's got to be the day for you. What does the lead up to Valentine's Day look like for a flower shop?
Oh, a lot of inventory, a lot of ordering, making sure we have enough drivers, enough staff, since we're in downtown Buffalo, to accommodate everyone and get everything out in a timely manner.
But, you know, keeping it all fresh and looking great, it's a challenge, right?
It is a challenge because you always run into storage space, keeping everything perfectly at the right temperature, making sure everything gets cut in fresh water, and, you know, making sure the product is good and going to last.
Yeah, so how long can you really start to get ready for Valentine's Day? I mean, you can't go too far in advance or else the flowers will be no good.
Exactly. So generally, we get a shipment in, one big shipment at the beginning of the week, and then throughout the week, we get fresh things arriving on trucks probably 4 times a week. So we start off with the most hardiest stuff first, like greenery and carnations and things like that, and then more delicate stuff come in later in the week.
Where do roses fit in that order?
So for Valentine's Day, we got some roses on Monday, but majority of them came in with Wednesday.
And do people buy last minute? Like, will your store be flooded today with people looking to buy flowers, or did that happen the past few days?
No. So yesterday was a big day for walk-ins and last-minute ordering, and then today would definitely be the rush that we have to sell our $25 dozen cash and carry. As soon as you walk in, we'll have those ready to go. We have over 1,200 of them in stock, and then we have different mixed flower bouquets starting at $15, ranging all the way up to $40, like cash and carry specials. Soon as you walk in, ready to go.
Okay. For all the pre-orders, what's the most popular order?
So the most popular order, of course, is the dozen red rose vase. But we had a few online web specials. One was called To My Darling. That was a big hit. Another exotic, long-lasting flower arrangement we had as well was a big hit called Dazzling Dendros and things like that. So it's a mix of all over, to be honest.
So, I mean, roses, still the popular one. It's still the one everyone thinks of. But I was wondering if it's changed at all. Like, is there a point where it becomes cliche? Or maybe that's the point of Valentine's Day.
I think that's the point of Valentine's Day. Red roses all the way, to be honest. this year we had introduced a sparkle glittered red rose, and those really took off.
How do you do that?
Wow.
Yeah, so they come in from our vendor, and they're red roses, and they're just embellished with red glitter.
Do you do the glitter part, or do they come in that way?
They come in that way. It was something that they were promoting this year, and they really made a big hit with the customers that walked in yesterday. So,
And what's the biggest order you've taken from somebody?
I would say the biggest order, surprisingly, would be school carnation orders for all the fundraising that they do at this time of year. We had one school that ordered over 1,500 carnations just for their Valentine's Day stuff.
Right. And that's that's a big order. A lot of people
going by. That's a big order.
I would think so. I mean, I would imagine, and correct me if I'm wrong, I feel like it's mostly guys coming into your store. Or do you get a lot of women buying flowers for Valentine's Day?
We get an onslaught of both.
You know? Really?
Okay.
Yeah, we do.
What am I doing wrong that I've never gotten flowers?
Never?
Oh, man. I'm not too sure about that one. You threw me for a loop. I wasn't expecting that one.
I thought this was a one-way street here. I don't know. I didn't know this was good. This went both ways.
It depends.
Devante, let me ask you this. Have prices changed a lot this year?
So honestly, we are quite lucky. We haven't seen an increase in things that we order, maybe because we do high volume and we can get better pricing. But us personally, we haven't felt that effect of higher prices. Again, we always have our roses at $25 a dozen cash and carry when you walk in, and we are still able to honor that today.
I can't believe they're $25 a dozen.
Yeah.
I don't know how you do that.
So we are quite lucky that we're able to, you know, stay price effective and be here for our community that's been serving us since 98.
Well, why haven't flowers been hit like so many other things, do you think?
Honestly, I am not too sure, because with everything happening, we thought we were going to have that increase, but since it kind of settled as of now, we weren't affected by it.
Well, you're lucky. What's the split on people who just come in to pick up flowers versus having them delivered?
Quite honestly, I feel like everyone who pre-orders always have theirs delivered because they want that wow factor. Like, say if your significant other is working in an office and, you know, you have a delivery for them. So I think people are more hip to having deliveries versus coming in personally and hand ordering.
I mean, hey, big day for you, and we wish you the best. Hopefully you're staying busy throughout today and even past Valentine's Day. Devante, thanks so much.
Thank you so much, guys. It's my pleasure.
He's joining us from Maureen's Wholesale Flower Market.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.